Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Time now to take a look at some company results that have been delivered by JSE-listed companies. And as we know, Altron, one of the leading technology companies on the JSE, has reported its first half results for the 6 months to end 31 August. Overall operating profits are improving significantly, seeing a sterling performance from Netstar that continues to shine in terms of their portfolio, but a few pressure points coming through from the sale of their digital business. To talk us through all of this, though, we are joined by Werner Kapp, who is the CEO of Altron. Werner, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show. I guess first things first, many of us might be sitting back and thinking, okay, it's been an intriguing 6 months to the year, but overall does seem as though there've been more positive green shoots than any lags or drag effects into your numbers. Any key highlights for you?
Google, firstly, thanks for having me back on the show again. It's really nice being with you. Yeah, I think for me, the highlight for us really is, I think it's a really actually quite pleased with what I think is quite a solid performance and what continues to be, I think most South Africans experience daily, quite challenging trading conditions. And I think that's a tribute to, I've been in the job for just over 3 years now, and we've driven a very specific strategy around improving particularly our annuity business so that our earnings can be more consistent, getting our operating margins up and improving profitability. We've specifically focused on our platform businesses. I mean, you touch on some of them, businesses like Netstar that deals with over 2 million subscribers, mm-hmm. Our fintech business deals with over 4,500 micro lenders. We're really servicing that kind of informal economy, which I see is starting to get a lot more airtime these days. Our health tech business, it's got over 20,000 physicians in that business. So that business really is, kind of got completely different economics, almost serve a different market than our IT services business, which really is focused on, sort of spending from 30 to 50 enterprise customers in South Africa. And that's the part of the business that you're referring to, our Altron Digital business, that has been impacted by a slowdown in IT spend, which is really on the back of constrained conditions. But I think overall, as you've said, really delighted. Whereas there's been a decline in revenue in the IT services business, I think the strength of our diversified portfolio, double-digit growth in our platform businesses. So we are really pleased to be able to deliver this kind of performance in the current economic conditions.
100%. Something else that's diversified about your portfolio is not just the areas that you work in, but also the geographic locations. And maybe this is where we can touch on Netstar. For many of us as South Africans, very familiar with it in terms of tracking vehicles, but also on a much larger scale, fleet management is essentially what you manage, with telematics and many other themes that come through there. I'm quite keen to take a look at, the significant growth that you've seen in your subscribers there to 2.1 million, up by 11%. And what's that telling us about, the vehicle and fleet management scene, not only in South Africa, but across the markets that you operate in?
Yeah, excellent question. I mean, firstly, just for the viewers in terms of the listeners in terms of the markets that we're in, I mean, predominantly a South African-based business, but we also operate in Australia, and we've been operating in Malaysia for probably about the last 12 years. That business is really, look, it's household name Netstar, right? been around for over 30 years, sort of, protecting assets and lives. But you're 100% right. That business and the industry has pivoted. Look, stolen vehicle recovery is still a crucial component of what we do, but really we're starting to see a lot of changes in telematics in from smaller to larger fleets. I mean, what is driving that? I mean, I think a couple of things. In a South African context, I would say probably to some extent the state of our roads, which is as a result of some of the degradation in our rail infrastructure. So, customers really very much looking at how they can optimally manage their manage their fleets. Globally, we're seeing a lot of regulation around that. So, I mean, driver safety in particular is a really, really big issue. And then, of course, I won't ask you on air what car you drive, but cars are becoming software driven, right?
Yeah.
So what's really driving that growth for us in Netstar is we've invested quite heavily in what we call our big data as a service. So kind of the information that you're getting beyond the tracking device from the embedded telematics in the car, and how can we turn that information into an actionable insight that our fleet customers can use to run their operations better.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Something that's intriguing about your business is that technology has really become a player in many facets of our lives. And I want us to zone into, I guess, two of the growth levers that you see within your organization. First pillar being health tech. There's significant investments that you've made there, but most importantly, double-digit growth as well reported, together with fintech. And I'm just hoping you can contextualize the last-mile impact that a lot of your technology has on us as consumers and businesses.
So firstly, I love the word impact. I mean, that's something that we believe in. You know, we believe in very strongly. Altron's been around for 60 years, and you know, it's really been kind of informed. The soul of the company is to use, you know, this combination of South African ingenuity, data, and technology to solve what we call real-world problems, from the epic to the everyday. So let's talk about some of the everyday and epic problems we solve, right? So let me, if you don't mind, let me start with fintech, financial inclusion. That's really the big issue. That business, you know, lots of talk. I'm sure you would have had some discussion on your show about, you know, informal economy, some debates that there is versus, you know, formal versus informal employment. But I think the reality is there is a big part of the South African population that, for a variety of reasons, simply do not have access to formal banking. Mm-hmm. That's obviously a problem for a lot of reasons. You know, you want to be able to drive trade. I mean, those people also need to be able to make a livelihood, look after their children, and you know, that's really what the fintech business does. As I said, you know, we provide software for microlenders, only NCR registered microlenders, and that really enables financial inclusion. If I look at the AlthTech business, you know, that's, I think, quite incredible. You talk about epic problems. Cancer is a big problem in our society and in our country. Mm-hmm. And there, you know, we launched firstly an oncology app, mm-hmm. which really, you know, focused sort of more on helping the managed care providers manage cancer treatments. But now, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we launched ThriveLink. I was actually at the launch personally, which is really our patient app. Because, I mean, Google, what's happening? I mean, I don't know if you're unfortunate enough to have people close to you, you know, that have or are being impacted by cancer. You know, to manage that whole kind of end-to-end, the psychological impact, I mean, the family, the financial impact, understanding the treatment protocols, and that really is what our, you know, our patient app tries to solve.
Got you. A quick question on the fintech, and I'm quite intrigued by the shifts in the regulatory space that we're seeing from the SARB, just to even out the landscape between fintechs as well as a lot of the banks. As you look forward in terms of the opportunities that's presented there, how are you positioning yourself as Altron Fintech?
I think, firstly, very exciting. I mean, what we're seeing, you know, in that sort of payment ecosystem and some of the deregulation that's happening there, I think that is something that is very important for the country. You know, a lot of developing economies have seen that as a key driver for growth in those economies, because ultimately it's about opening up commerce, right? Mm-hmm. It's about opening up those merchants. We see it as a very good opportunity. Look, you know, I think we're perfectly positioned to be able to, you know, because if you think about our fintech business, I mean, one part of it is that business that I just spoke about that has got significant reach into small and medium enterprises and micro lenders, you know, significant access to that market. And on the other hand, we have a merchant acquiring business, you know, that does, you know, switching on behalf of, you know, whether it's banks or retail kind of customers. So I think in the intersection between the two, you know, our distribution network and you know, our understanding of the payment system in South Africa, I think we're very well positioned to be able to continue to solve these problems and really to take advantage of deregulation and payment modernization.
100%. Vadna, as we wrap up, I guess, not only do I want an outlook statement from you in terms of what the next 6 to 12 months does look like, especially given the current macroeconomic environment, but also the sweet spots that also hold a lot of excitement for you. Just earlier last month, actually, you launched a new AI factory. And I think there's a lot of excitement, sometimes misunderstanding regarding AI, data sovereignty, and just the sheer potential that exists within this particular space. We see what international companies are doing, but help us understand how this does position you for growth, specifically across the continent.
You can't ask that as your closing question. Ah. Tell me that we're about to run out of time. I can talk about that for a long time, but let me try and make it as succinct as I can. Obviously, artificial intelligence is a really big buzzword, but I mean, essentially, what it is using the power of large language models, which can interpret, I mean, vast data sets at incredible speeds. In fact, Dr. Andy Mabaso, our CTO, refers to it as having five PhDs at your disposal, except they work at 100 times the speed of a PhD. So what has been the problem with that historically is that, I mean, our continent and our country, to a large extent, has been a consumer of technology to a large extent. Right? We're not generating the output or necessarily getting the benefits of that output. So what we've managed to be able to do with the software factory is really bring the power. And by the way, we've partnered here with NVIDIA, Asus, HPE.
The leaders really globally, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The leaders in the space. Your data does not leave the country. So data sovereignty is taken care of. Price point is a lot more competitive. You're not subject to forex fluctuations. But super important is that what you get are, with some of our launch partners, I mean, I spoke about, for example, Alapa AI, is you get context. So you can really train these models on you and I earlier on were speaking, we were speaking on our second language,
yes.
Right? So context matters. So for example, you can use these large language models. We've got about 800 curated models that we can help our customers with,
sure.
And you can give local context. Your data doesn't leave the country. And I think what it does is it really helps you to understand, analyze, and service your customers a heck of a lot better.
Got you. Werner, all the more reason to touch base with you again soon, given the excitement that exists in the market. But thank you again for your time and for giving us some context, not only into your numbers, but just your strategic positioning in the market globally.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Werner Kapp is the CEO of Altron.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.